Now we are going to hear from some folks in our midst who have determined they're going to live their best fit life. So we're going to start with Kevin. And if I didn't say it earlier, so we are going to put, tomorrow when we do our elections, our nominating committee will be putting Kevin's name out there for president. So he is going to be running for president, and I wanted to make sure he had time to speak so that you all got to know him a little bit also. So you'll hear him today and again tomorrow. But Kevin, take a few minutes here and tell us about your sports activities.
Have I made it to the right spot?
You've made it to the right spot. But look at this. Hand up here. It's not in the right place. It's way low.
Can you hear me now? All right. Well, thank you so very much, Bonnie. Again, my name is Kevin Whitley. I do want to give a thanks to Brian and Mike for the audio video stuff they're doing for us for Zoom. And I want to welcome Patty Chang and her husband. Thank you guys for coming up and being part of our convention this year. And as Bonnie mentioned, I am an avid cross-country skier. I used to downhill ski a lot up at Alyeska, and I lost my sight in 2009, and I thought my days of skiing were over. And you know, Bonnie was one of the first. She was my teacher there at the Alaska Center for the Blind, and telling her about my skiing activities, she goes, "There's an outfit called Ski for Light. Let's just fill out the application and see." So we did, and it was 2014, and Ski for Light was in Alaska that year. And I had the opportunity to go ski during the day and go back and sleep at the house at night. And I didn't really get the full effect of, you know, interacting with so many other blind skiers. So I'm a big advocate for the Lions Club. I am a member of the Anchorage Lions Club, and they were very supportive of helping me. The first three Ski for Lights I went to, I did my own fundraising. So the only thing I had to do in return was bring back pictures and videos of me skiing. Yeah, it was great. And, you know, and since then, there's a lot of other grants and things available for us out there, because going on a trip skiing, my first trip was down to Granby, Colorado, and this coming January we'll be going back to Granby, Colorado, and it's not cheap, but you know, there is an outfit called the Challenged Athletes Foundation. I've gotten a grant from them the last 4 years in a row, and they're great. I've gotten ski equipment grants. I've gotten assistance for event fees, plane fare, and it's just really great. So back to the 2014 Ski for Light, you know, I'd get up, I'd go out to Kincaid Park, and I'd start to ski. And I was really never a cross-country skier, so I'd fall down a couple, 200 or 300 times. And, you know, about the third day in, I had enough. My son came and picked me up, and I said, "I'm done with this. I've had enough." And he goes, "Shut up. How much did you pay for this?" And I went, "Oh, God, you're right. Okay." So I kept at it. And, you know, by the end of the week, I had met some wonderful people, and I really wanted to participate in that program. So long story short, I haven't missed a Ski for Light season since 2014. And, you know, my fifth year in, I was one of four of the members from America. I got an all-expense trip paid to Norway. I got to go compete in the Ritteren. And I'm happy to say I haven't missed one of them yet either. So, you know, and in that time, I was able to, you know, get in somewhat good shape, continue my skiing. And, you know, I'm a big advocate for Challenge Alaska. Jeff is great in what he does. And, you know, I want to see everybody get involved skiing. Again, Bonnie, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Well, and a little sidebar. Bonnie and Charlie and I were three of the visually impaired individuals that got to go on that fishing trip down to Kenai. And Bonnie had been here X amount of years, and she finally got to catch herself a silver salmon. And you want to know how she did it? By playing with her phone. And if you know Bonnie, that's Bonnie. So it was great. Bonnie got to catch herself some silver salmon, and we all got to come back with salmon. And I actually, Patty, I've got some smoked salmon that I'm gonna bring to you here that was caught on that fishing trip. So back to skiing. You know, I love skiing. As a matter of fact, Monday I was out on Spencer Loop. Me and a friend of mine, we were out skiing, and I've kind of modified my ability to ski. My guide wears a voice amplifier, and he plugs his phone into it, and it plays a little beat, and I follow that beat, and he gives me descriptive audio on what the trail's going to be, and we've gotten really, really good at it. So he's actually flying down to Colorado with me to guide me with this next Ski for Life. And it's so, so empowering just to be around. Just, it's like being at a convention, you know, so many people that you can relate with, that, you know, you get to share your strengths, your struggles, your experience, and hear what's going on in their neck of the woods. You know, I can't say enough for what skiing has been able to do for me. And I really would love to see everybody get involved. I mean, I bulk up in the summer months, and I lose it in the winter time.